In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The joyful season we are celebrating lasts from Christmas until Candlemas. And today's feast has much in common with the feast that closes this season on February 2nd. Besides the similarities in the Mass and the Divine Office, there is the question of names. Like Candlemas on February 2nd, today's feast has known many titles. It is, first of all, the octave of Christmas. Like the solemn feasts of the Old Law, the most solemn feasts of the New Dispensation are celebrated over a full week. And Holy Mother Church has judged that a 24-hour day does not suffice to celebrate the birth of our Savior. And if we close the feast of Christmas today, it is only to continue the Christmas season by preparing for the glorious feast of our Lord's appearance to the nations. The second name for this feast comes from the event which is commemorated in the Gospel of the Mass, the circumcision. On this day, our God made man submitted to the law which he himself had established, and our newborn Savior receives his sacred name. As we shall hear this coming Sunday, when this gospel is repeated, this name is given not only to him, but to all of us, for it is the only name given to men by which they may obtain salvation. It was a name first revealed to Moses in the burning bush, the name above all names, I am who am. Now in the fullness of time, this name is revealed in him who has come forth from the spotless ever-Virgin Mary, with the addition Yeshua, Jesus. He who is Savior. The human child who receives this name today is God in our midst, true God and true man, and so he must receive divine worship, for he has fulfilled the prophecy that God himself will come to save us. Finally, we often hear this feast referred to today as the Solemnity of the Mother of God. This is certainly not a misnomer. In some ways, we may say that it is not a new name for today's feast. Whenever we see a small child all alone, the first question in anyone's mind is, where's the mother? If God willed to come into our fallen world as a human child, then he must have a human mother to bring him into the world and bring him to us. The prayers of today's Mass and Office reflect the fact that the Church from her earliest days has wished to adorn the Feast of Christmas by honoring the Mother of God. Just as God revealed his sacred name to Moses through the burning bush, the bush that was aflame yet not consumed, so now in the fullness of time, he reveals his Son through the Holy Virgin, who, though she has conceived of the Holy Ghost and is aflame with the fire of his divine love, yet she is not consumed, but remains a virgin forever. The whole of the Church's doctrine on the veneration owed to the Blessed Virgin Mary rests upon her two most ancient titles. The first was given to her by an angel. The angel Gabriel declared her Chicharitomeni, Gratia plena, full of grace. The second title was given to her by her cousin Elizabeth. Mary is the mother of our Lord. In the first centuries of our faith, the Church vigorously defended against all heresies the truth that our Lord is true God and true man. And thus she did not hesitate to apply to the mother of our Lord the title of Theotokos, Mother of God. As we begin the new year close by the sweet silence of the crib, let us make our own the words which the Church has employed from her earliest days to honor today's mystery. O admirabile commercio, O marvelous commerce, the Creator of the human race, taking unto himself a living body, deigns to be born of a virgin, and becoming man from no human seed, hath bestowed upon us his divinity. In the bush which Moses saw was not burnt, we acknowledge the figure of thy glorious virginity. O Mother of God, intercede for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.